What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Greater Than Yesterday podcast. Yo, I can't even say that like we came back from like last week. Youngin's been gone for a whole year. Like Youngin's have not done a podcast in a whole year. Decided to get it popping again. So, yo, it's your host, Zachary Tanner. We got Bam Bam on the call.
Hey, y'all.
And we got my homeboy Deontay on the call with us today.
It was good, everybody. It was good.
So, yeah, man, it's been a year. Everything that's happened in this past year has just been effed up because of COVID.
Right.
COVID has been wild, man. But it's 2021, and I feel like youngins are starting to get their life back a little bit. I know I get my second shot tomorrow. So the joints are saying vaxxed and waxed, but I'm saying vaxxed and taking trips. I'm trying to see all the joints that's vaxxed and waxed.
Hey, you traveling all 2021.
Traveling all 2021, no cap. But real quick, before we get into the topic, what has y'all year been like, Bam Bam and Wadey? What y'all been on this year?
It's been a whirlpool. well, okay, since pandemic, like pre-pandemic, until when pandemic started all the way to now, like, I mean, I've really... It's helped me put a lot of things into focus and perspective. I can say that. Got a lot of work done that I probably wouldn't have done because you know how you feel like you always so busy, but the pandemic like really slowed me down. It was like, all right, you got nothing but time. Like, yeah, you going to work, but you don't have nowhere else to go after you leave here. So I had a lot of time to like focus on my like career goals and school and business stuff. So for the most part, it's been kind of lit. It's been needed.
I feel that. What about you, Wadey?
You know, when she said it slowed her down, it did the same thing for me. I would say since the pandemic hit, it was 2020 was a year of rediscovering myself. And so I did a lot of self-reflection. I did a lot of like hiking and just being out there in nature and just being one with me. Up to that point, I never really had the time. I won't even say I didn't have the time. I didn't have the focus on that. You know what I'm saying? So with everybody being in the house, not being to go nowhere, it was like, I got to deal with myself and my BS that I've been, you know, putting out there for the last 20 something years. You know what I'm saying? So 2020 was a year of rediscovery for myself. And 2021, I feel like I'm bearing the fruits of that.
Say you ain't all one 2021.
Oh, gosh.
Nah, no cap, though. The funny thing is, I think back at how people was like, yo, 2020, I was really by myself. I was on the go in 2020, I feel like, during the summer.
I wasn't
at my own crib, so maybe that's why, but I was just moving back from different place to different place, and I was always around either. Never mind.
I mean, when I tell you, I feel the same way though, because now that I think about it, I still was traveling and going places because I felt like if everybody else stay home, I'll be good. So I was still like, because I went to Puerto Rico and everything, like I was outside. I'm like, everybody in the house, I can't get sick if y'all all at home.
That's facts, man. Actually, them plane ticket prices,
yeah,
crazy when the vid first hit. Niggas was traveling to Spain for $40. Like,
yeah, the plane ticket prices.
And I was one of them people.
Crazy. Yeah, he's like, you can go to Fort Lauderdale for $20.
And did.
Shoot, did we go anywhere last year? I don't think we even went anywhere. I mean, I went to...
Went to Miami in 2020.
Oh, child. We're going to leave it right there.
that was at the end, though. You know what I'm saying?
You was at like, a pool party on July 4th, bro.
So, D.C., that's really the only place I went.
You was so lit, you don't even remember. Look at you.
Nah, D.C. was the only place I went. I went to D.C. for 2 weeks. 2 different weeks. And that was it. So, I mean, before you figure... Everything shut down in March. So, from, like, March to, like, June... I was at the house.
That's because niggas are still testing it out. Niggas are still like, did just hit, you know what I'm saying, March. Niggas wasn't going nowhere in March.
But yo, y'all remember, we all, well, except for Deontay, we all spent our last weekend of before COVID together when we went to that brunch at the park in D.C.
Yeah, and Art right is on the call, that, everybody. Your, down. Art is on the call. My man Saint is on the call.
That was a good way to bring in the vid.
Rest face Art is on the call. where is the sound effects? Let me get a round of applause. Fresh face.
I'm weak.
Pew, 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 pew. Hey, man. So, now that we all here, we're going to get into the topic. The topic for today is when you try to make, like, you already set up the year, you already know, like, either my man's or Shawty is coming through, and you know what I'm saying, you feeling Shawty. What is the album that you are putting on that you know you can listen to start to finish, and the mood never going to dampen, you just get into it, you got the good candles, you know what I'm saying? What is that album? Let the people know. So who wants to start this off? You know what I'm saying? Who wants to start?
Ladies first.
I'm weak. Hey, Art. You like my gray hair. I don't necessarily have an album. It's like a little playlist, but I can tell you who's on the playlist for sure.
Hold on, babe. Does every woman have a sex playlist? Because I know a joint that got a sex playlist. Like, she got that joint ready.
Most women don't have a playlist. And if she really rock with you, she gonna send you the sex playlist so you can rehearse. Go ahead.
Hey, okay. Let me see what you're working with, Shorty.
Oh my God.
Bro, I'm weak on the rehearsal. It's like, yeah, when this song come on, I'm hitting it from the back. When that song come on, see, we getting there.
Hey, I'm telling you, bro. You gotta practice your free throw before the game starts.
Bro, my youngin' Art is preparing like LeBron James before the final season. The
it's all in the midst. Oh yeah, when this song play, I already know what I'm hitting.
Y'all are crazy. I don't think any females is out here rehearsing, but y'all got it. Like I said, I don't necessarily have an album now, a playlist for sure. And it also, I have three different playlists because it also depends on like what type of sex we having. Sometimes you want like aggression. And if that's the case, oh, it's going to be Kevin Gates. It's gonna be your Dolph. It's gonna be like.
Yo, I just heard that women really like having sex to Young Dolph.
It would be.
I love.
Good job. That's what you want.
I love Kevin Gates and Young Dolph, but especially if that playlist come on, and yeah, you about to get your head knocked into the headboard type music. That is what that is.
That's it. Hold on, Charlotte.
Are you sending a disclaimer before you feel me? The act is done, or
what do you mean disclaimer?
First of all, if any shot like any nigga's head going up against the headboard in 2021, stop her because you don't look right doing that.
You don't gotta look right. We need a moment, okay?
He slept them out.
You're gonna get out there contusion.
He's slutting them out.
Oh God!
Your head hitting the headboard this time.
We don't want that. I don't want to be slutted out in that way. That's violent.
That is funny.
You got and a then, concussion.
But you know, you have the playlist. Okay, your other playlist with like, what's on it? Like Janae Aiko. Is that how you say her name? Aiko?
We know.
Pussy Fairy? Put that on your playlist. On the way. Put it on your playlist.
What about that? Art Linux 40, 40, was it? 40 Shades of Choke? What about that? You be on that?
I'm about to be on it.
This nigga, when he's trying to get recommendations for his playlist,
I'm gonna check it out because, like, yeah, like I have playlists, and each playlist is dedicated to whatever type of mood or whatever type of sex I'm about to have.
I ain't got that type of stuff.
I can dig it.
Yeah, you gotta set the vibe, like, you know, lights, candles, All types of stuff. Okay, look.
Okay, so pre vibe set, what warrants whatever type of sex you bring to the foreplay? So head knocking against the headboard. What's warranting that? You know, is a romantic dinner warranting the pussy fairy? Like, what's the different
vibe? That's more like, okay, like I guess like dinner, like, you know, if it's a really nice date, like movies, dinner type vibe, like, you know,
we ain't putting on young dog.
No. Cause I mean, we actually did stuff. We was outside, like, you know, we go like, I don't know, walking.
Dolph is that like drug dealer. He just dropped off a little ounce of something, and now he.
That's the right. That is the quick sneaky lane. Let me get it in real quick. Like, you know that that's not gonna last a long time because, you know, endurance. But yeah.
That's why you gotta keep the Gatorade on deck.
Oh, I always have Gatorade on deck, y'all. I am like addicted to Gatorade.
Ready.
That's all that's ready in for the Dolph.
Ready.
Yeah, what you got?
Prepare.
Wait, you about to tell your list.
Right, because Deontay, like, he actually got some fire.
Wait, he got some shit for you.
He actually just pulled it up. Look at him. He just pulled it up. He's looking to the side.
It's crazy. I mean, I can look at it.
Shit now. Go ahead, Scream Man. Pull it up.
I don't got no, you know, Young Dolph, Kevin Gates. You know what I'm saying? I got the grind play this. That always gets you right.
like Pretty Ricky?
You gotta have some Pretty Ricky. You gotta have some Trey.
Okay, Red Light Special?
Oh, no.
You feel?
No.
That's what the album is called, Red Light Special.
Oh, I was about to say, no.
No, you gotta take it back to Blue Stars.
Ooh, okay.
You need a good Red Light.
I know that.
You need a good red light in your crib.
You know what I'm saying? I got a little Summer Walker on here. Little Tory.
Okay.
Yo, you know, but you know who slept on though? The Dream. The Dream is slept on.
Oh, Dream, yeah. Dream is definitely slept on.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have some Dream in that playlist, no cap. You know who gotta be on the playlist if you're trying to make sweet love? And this is what I mean, sweet love, like, you about to get married to this joint.
Luther
Vandross, bro.
Yeah.
Luther Vandross, I made a mistake. I ain't gonna say it was a mistake, but I was, like, in love at the time. And I was, about to smack this joint. And I played some Luther, bro. This girl started crying. I was like, I can't hit this shit. I couldn't even hit it that night. I was like, no. She's crying. I didn't even put my dick in. She cried. I said, oh, God.
That is actually a thing. Like, that is really a thing to, start crying during sex. Yeah.
Like
that,
if this world was mine, imagine having sex with a girl and the song is "If This World Was Mine."
You sing it, you sing it to her too. Why you wearing?
Bro, yeah, you gotta sing to her in the ear. You know what I mean?
Y'all are funny.
Come on,
hey, you gotta take your level up, bro.
Yeah, that's real newbie. Yeah, that's real newbie, but you can't do that. Newbie. You can only do that with the woman that you are literally engaged to or already married, like your wedding night. Because I promise you, if you do that to a girl and you just like, you just filling her out a little bit, bro, that girl is going to be like, she might fuck your car up. She might try to do some shit to you. Like,
nah. Yeah.
You got to take your game up, bro. Make sure the candles lit, the wine is set, and you got to play the Luther final.
Yeah.
I have another trick for y'all.
Yeah, you gotta play the vinyl.
But Luther on the vinyl?
That's aesthetics right there.
That's aesthetics.
I have one more up on y'all. If you really, really like, if it's like lovemaking time, like right before, like 20 minutes before, throw your sheets in the dryer. Throw them in the dryer. Take them out the dryer. Put them on the bed.
You trying to have a nigga sweating in this bitch.
Your cheeks are gonna be warm. This is a heated seat. God damn.
I promise y'all.
Don't let it be a weighted blanket.
Oh, look. I'm telling y'all.
Pillows, you put a face in the satin. Ooh, what? We talking about music. I'm sorry, y'all, for the listeners. Hey, all right, Uncle Ron, what's on y'all playlist?
Man, I can tell. I got a secret little playlist, which is a mashup. I'm going to give a shout out to my man, DJ Cuff, for putting that joint together. Man, I can't tell y'all what it is, but listen, when you hit an hour in like 6 minutes.
Ooh. Yeah. 6 minutes. What you doing for hours?
And bring it up. You can't tell us what's on it.
First of all,
the hour and 6 minutes is all filled with foreplay and intercourse. First of all, when a joint be like, I want to get fucked all night, it's not like she wants to literally get fucked all night. She wants you to be up
until she's tired.
Yeah. She wants you to be up all night until she's finally ready to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So either the only two ways, brothers that's listening, only two ways you can do that. You can either hydrate yourself, drink a lot of water, Gatorade, and work out, or you can pop a Rue. Either way, of course, you
do it. Okay.
Rue gang.
She deserves right.
Rue gang.
No. Oh, my God.
Talking about, you know what you deserve tonight, baby? What do I deserve? You deserve rounds.
Oh, gosh.
Nah, you get to round three. Ain't no telling what can happen. The world is
innocent. Round three, if you still want something, she gonna have to have some. So she gonna get some head, or she better have some toys. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'll play with your toys.
You got some toys? I'll play with you with your toys. I don't give a damn. This dick, I'm sorry. He's done, and he's telling me he's done. And
yeah,
I gave you what I gave you. Some niggas be intimidated by when women have toys, and it's like, bro, at the end of the day,
use them. You definitely got to use them.
Come on, I'm coming in there with extra warriors.
Okay, so
hey, you got to play.
You got to be creative.
What's on your playlist, bro?
I'll put the magic wand. I call it the magic wand. Look like a mic.
Oh yes.
Is that the little clit stimulator joint with the stem with the little ball on the top? That shit is funny. It's funny.
You talking about a bullet?
I'm talking about
it's like a handle. It has a real narrow stem, and it has a little ball on the top, and the ball vibrates, and it's for the clit. Boy, I be using that joint having a fun time. I'm like a little kid in the room.
I'm about to say, I heard about the wand, but I like the little, you know, those rings?
Mm-hmm.
With the two little, but it's a dual one.
Oh, I don't know about a dual one.
I don't know about all that. Dual
I want to be like, I'll show it to y'all. Wait, can they see the video?
No, they can't see the video. But people going to know that you playing, showing us a toy.
they can use their imagination.
They already heard. They going to hear this right here.
Put me on some shit. You never know.
Someday hey, man, I just say be open.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta
be open.
Just be open. Honestly,
you might need some new shit.
Honestly, women really be out here, like, as I would say, and everybody on this call knows, people is down bad right now, y'all. People is down bad.
Oh, it's like a bop it.
Like, it's a bop it. Twist it.
It look like a bop it.
Oh, no, I ain't never seen that shit before.
Oh, no. What is that?
It's
a ring. It goes like.
Oh, that's for me and you.
Yeah, it's a dual one.
That's for me.
And they have like different settings and like.
Oh, that looks complicated. Like a wall. Oh, yeah. That looks complicated.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Love it.
Hey, D, that's one of them joints that you put in the little car to hold your phone up.
Whatever, and then like you got like the little dice and everything.
What's the dice?
Oh, yeah,
for?
What the dice say?
They say it says outside, like so. This is locations, this one is like kiss, stroke, tongue, suck, and then this one is take a shot, toes, neck, nipples. So you roll all three and it tells you what to do.
Send the link.
Yeah, I need that.
Like, I just rolled it, so okay.
Yo, what is wrong with these juggers?
And it says this.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Send the link.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. Send the
that's
link.
That's what you just can't do with everybody, though. You can't just do that shit with everybody, though.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, that's some shit you got to do with your person, when you're saying the aesthetics. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one, but I'm definitely with you on that for everybody, but you know, no, not for everybody. Some things ain't for everybody.
That's not for everybody.
No, I ain't even on this call, the listeners, I ain't even buying it. I don't even know what they talking about right now. I'm not trying to be out here like, oh, these niggas big freaks. This is the Freak Elite podcast.
Shaniqua.
Disclaimer, nah, it was gifted to me, so I didn't go buy it.
Yeah, it's going to be a gift to me, too. I'm going to gift it to myself.
I'm hollering. I don't know if you start as a man. I don't know. That's cool.
All right. Okay, here's my question about the music and playlist stuff. So do y'all care if, I guess, like, how loud do you have the playlist? Like, do you care if the neighbors hear it? Like, or do you got the volume all the way up? Or
it depends on, like, I mean, I feel like some women sometimes, like, their reactions to sex is not appealing sometimes, so you might want to play the music loud if they really loud. Like, if they scream and you just like, damn, like, this is loud, like, you loud, like, just play the music loud.
They gonna call the police.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I like music faint in the background. I don't like it, like, I don't want to feel like I'm in the goddamn studio.
I feel like
the music adds to it. The music shouldn't be the main event. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't need to be in there singing the songs, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be so loud.
No. If a girl has actually got mental capacity to sing a whole song while you having sex with her, you not doing it for her.
Yeah, you not. You not doing it.
Either that or.
I mean, it ain't no damn song in the world that, I mean, there's no song that you could tell me right now that you'd be okay with the girl singing while you're stroking. Like she's giving the concert. No.
So what about this, Zach? What if the song is nasty and she's singing the nasty in your ear? What about that?
That means that she's either riding dick or close enough to my ear, or she's riding dick or doing something. Anyway, she don't need to be singing no nasty song in my ear. She needs to be like, oh, fuck, oh, shit, oh, we on the podcast. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't be. Like, there needs to be ad-libs going on. Unless she talking just dirty, but even still, it's like, once she tells you that, don't you go harder so that she can't tell you that? I feel like.
If she talking to me, I was like, okay, I need to turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when a woman start talking to you nasty, it's like, oh, you better shut up, because I don't like hearing shit too much, bro. Sex is like, for real, like, sex is like a lot. Sometimes the mental can get you. Sometimes the sounds can get you. And sometimes it's just the feeling that'll get you. Women don't really understand that, like,
yeah, because you see my face, I'm like, oh, that is not our experience.
Yeah, that's not women's experience. So women don't realize, like, a nigga could really not be a quick shooter, but if you bad as hell to him and he thinks you're pretty as fuck and you give him head for the first time, that nigga's going nuts just off the fact that he got you, who are so beautiful, to give him head. The first time, he going to be like, God, it's not even that your mouth is good. It's the fact that you are bad and you doing this to me. That's really what it is. And then, like, a dude can, like, go crazy real quick off of something that he hears. Like, if your moan is, like, really sexy to him, that he might not, he hold it. He trying. The nigga keep pulling out real quick, and you like, nigga, what's wrong? It's because something is triggering that nigga. He don't want to explode.
I am learning so much.
And then, like, the last one, and every brother on here can attest to this one. When you just go in that joint, and it's warm hot. That thing just like, whoa, woo. And you just like, I can't help myself. Like, this joint, I can't help myself. Like, I don't have no temperature control down there.
You need some
biofreeze
or ice pack.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm learning so much.
Yeah, it's a real thing. So
that's not our experience at all.
Now, I think other things stimulate women during sex. Like, you can attest to this, like, when other things are touched or played with, like, if a girl...
Yeah, it's all about the feel and the touch.
Yeah.
How does it feel, or how, like, they touching me? Everything else, for the most part, I don't even hear nothing when I'm having sex. Like, maybe that's why I don't mind the music being like, I don't hear anything. Like, I literally, you zone out. Because you're focused on the feeling.
Exactly. So, like, I would think, like, if a woman is getting... what is that, like, from the front missionary, I'm guessing? I don't know. And then, like, you start sucking her toes.
Oh, my God.
That'll make her go, like, what the fuck? Like, and this...
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Yeah,
That can go either one or two ways, though. She could be really stimulated by it, or she could be like, nah, nigga, this ain't what it is.
That's more, but it's something else, though. It's something else, though. Like, some girls, like, I don't want to keep saying all this.
I learned so much. yeah. So back to the playlist. Y'all are funny.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where is that thought it was gonna go with this kind of question. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't think it was gonna go here, bro. I thought we was gonna stick with the music. Youngins with the music, the toys, to other ways of stimulation.
Well, speaking of music, did y'all see, this is off topic, well, change gears. Did y'all see Lil Baby at the White House?
Looking at, why Lil Baby?
I mean, this is what I would say.
Kamala Harris and Joe Biden don't need to talk to no goddamn Lil Baby to know that Black people need fucking help. Little Baby is a great artist, true, but Kamala Harris and Joe Biden wouldn't even let that nigga perform no music at the White House. So why the fuck do you get this nigga in here talking? I'm happy that Little Baby gets that platform, right? Because for him, in that experience, is like once in a lifetime. So shout out to that.
But
we still don't need no Little Baby talking to these niggas.
Yeah. One song, and I hear Advocate.
Oh my God. I was so confused when I saw him. I had to do a double take because I was like, hold up. And then I was like, well, what am I watching? Because this must be a music video or something he's shooting. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm not interested. Like, oh, okay, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. Like, keep it what it is. This is some bullshit. Bro. There is nothing in the world that Little Baby can tell Kamala Harris and Joe Biden that these niggas don't already know.
Yeah.
That is funny. That is so funny.
I mean, damn, Joe Biden already reneging on his promise to cancel the $10,000 in student loans.
Yeah, student loan.
I saw.
He talking about it's. He could do an executive action, meaning he just do this shit and he don't got to answer to nobody. He said, "Now we're gonna send it to Congress." What the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
I'm weak. Yeah, it's definitely not going the way everybody assumed it would, but
it's getting
he ain't got no executive actions because he ain't listening to no sweet love playlist with his wife. That's why.
Man, well, Joe Biden probably can't even get his dick up no more.
Oh wow.
I feel like certain people, when they get in those type of positions of power, like, sex isn't what their drive is no more. It's like
powers.
So like, if Joe Biden is having sex, it's probably like in like some secret, like, unknown party with, you know, that wild stuff happening. But like, I don't see Joe Biden like coming home and saying like, oh, let's get to it. Like,
I definitely didn't see the conversation going here, that's for sure. I ain't see it taking this turn talking about Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess talking back on the Little Baby thing, I guess it was because, you know, yesterday, right? It was a 1-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd.
Yeah.
So I guess his own way, that was him. I don't know. I was just taken aback.
It just sucks to me, for real, y'all, that like Black people are the only people that every year we got to go through seeing a family literally talk on TV about losing a loved one to police shootings.
Yeah.
That shit is weird.
It's weird, but you know what? Like, I guess, well, one thing I found out, not recently, but like maybe like a few months ago, is like, you know, like the police, I want to make sure, the police departments, like they actually benefit, is it Wall Street or the police? However way it goes, they benefit off of police brutality.
Yeah, you need police brutality. You need crime.
Yeah, so
if you had a world and you didn't have no crime, then you wouldn't have no damn police officers, then you wouldn't have no fucking lawyers, then you wouldn't have no fucking judges, because there ain't no crime. Niggas literally go to law school to lock niggas up.
You know, shout out to our president and vice president. I mean, you got to look at the history of policing and what it was initiated for. You know what I mean?
Policing was to keep the white people's property safe. That's why when niggas is out in the street and we dealing with property, they bring all the police officers out. The Army, the Navy, the goddamn National Guard, fucking SWAT. It's all about that property. You can't be touching white people's property, even though they be having insurance on it, but
anyway. They sure didn't care when the Capitol was getting breached.
That's because the Capitol building was like, man, white people get to do whatever the hell they want in this country.
Y'all should have seen me at work that day looking at it scroll across the news. I was like, now this is some shit.
Yo, niggas was in the house like, yo, white people acting crazy today.
Acting a fool. A whole fool. Walking around with the desk. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
It was funny that them youngins tried to go back on planes afterwards. Like,
oh my gosh.
I got
it was so funny watching them cry. And then the thing is, they so petty at the airline. They'll let you sit down. They'll wait till you get all the way to your seat. And then the flight attendants will come through the aisles and be like, are you so-and-so? Yeah, you're going to have to come with me. Bring your stuff. Hey, Victoria. And then you have to walk all the way back through the terminal. Well,
that's terrible.
Yeah, that's literally how the no-fly list thing. Well, sometimes it depends. Some people will stop you at the beginning, but for that, I know for that special weekend, after they did all that, they waited till they got on the plane.
As they should have.
And these people was from people was coming from Texas and California, and they like, well, how you get home?
Hey, you're gonna get a good rental car. But to end this, man, what are all y'all committing to this week for self-care? I think for me, what I'm going to commit to, I'm going to take some time this weekend just to read and plan out some things regarding grading yesterday and stuff like that. Like, that's what I'm going to do. Take some time to do that. What about y'all?
Well, I'm on my second week of my fast/diet. I committed to working out more. And this week specifically, I have to get stuff ready for Forbes. So, which is what I was supposed to be doing right now, but you know, I love y'all more. So I left that meeting, well, didn't go there to come here. But yeah, that, focusing on those things. And yeah, loving me.
Facts.
I think I'm gonna clean my house up, like clean, wash my sheets, my clothes, water my plants, and then I think I'm gonna go to the lake and sit out there for a little bit, have a little me time. So sometime between today and Friday, that's gonna happen.
That's beautiful.
And that's what I'm gonna commit to.
That's dope.
Man, I'm planning on taking myself out on a date. I think you know, the main thing that I want to get back into is just running, clearing my head, you know, get that runner's high, and then also get back into the photography thing. So just shooting a little bit of street art, get some fresh air. It's nice out down here in North Carolina, so You know the vibes.
Hey. I'm this feedback, bro. Similar to y'all, I'm just gonna clean my space. You know what I mean? Now that I'm back in this space temporarily, I'm gonna clean it. I'm gonna, you know, put some invested time into reading, some time into getting in squared away with all my work things so that, you know, we can work hard but party harder in a couple of months. So just trying to accept my ducks in a row and give God thanks for showing up for me.
Definitely. Bam.
Why are you going on?
Well, it's me and Bree. We're like each other's accountability partners. Last week we did no sweets, sugars, or sodas or anything, only water. This week it's no starch, like no starches at all. And I'm like low-key dying because I'm like, I never realized how much of my diet was starch. So yeah, we're doing that and working out.
I wish you Godspeed in your journey, girl.
Thank you, my love. Oh, and I moved, so I gotta like finish unpacking. So that's what I'm doing.
And that's facts. Well, thank y'all for joining us for a rebirth of the Greater Than Yesterday podcast. I'm not really sorry that the conversation took the turn, but it is what it is. hope you learned something new and found it enjoyable or entertaining. If you do send it to somebody, share it. And yeah, always remember to be greater than yesterday, but strive to be even greater tomorrow.
And make sure y'all watch, I think it's tonight, the lunar eclipse is tonight.
I thought that was yesterday.
I think it's tonight.
Well, they're not going to hear this tonight.
Y'all enjoyed the lunar eclipse.
Hope you watched it. Hope you saw it. All right. Peace out.